All right, Steve, time for Ask the CLO. Here we go. This one is from Marnisha in South Dallas. She writes, I'm 33 years old and happily married to my high school sweetheart. He's 34 and very active with our son's athletic programs. Our son is 14 and he's acting like our son could go to the NFL or the NBA any day now. He has our son taking all kinds of supplements. He has a trainer and a strength coach. I see my son wanting to hang out with his friends, and he has a few girls he's talking to. My husband means well, but I want to ask him to give our son a break. How do I do this without offending him?
Well, you know, I think the question is, how does your son feel about it? Mm-hmm. You know, because the one thing about special athletes, they kind of be special as children. Some athletes blossom late, but most of these guys, you can see it early on that they got something special. He may be enjoying it. Mm-hmm. Now, supplements at 14,
that's crazy.
Don't know what you're talking about now. I don't know what supplement you're taking at 14, man, that you even
take
need
your
because...
You,
yeah, I mean, your body is growing and developing anyway every day at 14. Now, you get older, you need supplements to supplement what's starting to diminish. You might take a testosterone supplement. You might take a mineral supplement. But at 14, you ain't missing nothing. That's the only thing I think is crazy. But, you know, your boy playing sports for girls anyway. You ain't got to worry about them girls. He had them.
That's not going to stop right there.
No, you ain't got to worry about that. He got telephone, FaceTime, computers. Oh, no, you quit worrying about the girls, lady.
Yeah, way more than what we had, that's for sure.
Man.
They talk about him on the phone.
Yeah. Man, please. Come on, don't worry about that.
All right, moving on.
I'm with
Sydney in Richmond.
Keep him busy.
Sydney in Richmond says, last week I met Sydney in Richmond. Okay. Uh-huh. Said, I met the most beautiful girl last week. Beautiful girl I've ever seen. And within a week, she's fallen off the face of the earth. She told me she goes to a certain coffee shop every morning, so I showed up there. We'd been talking on the phone a few days, so I figured it was okay to show up and treat her to coffee. She would not get out of the car, and she drove off. That's when she stopped answering my calls. What happened within a week to cause this?
She saw you.
Yeah. That was it. That's
she saw you. Yeah. Yeah, she saw you, dog. All that talking on the phone. She saw you, dog. It's all good. Don't even worry about it, man. Sydney, that's what happened, man. You know, when you have something about you that they don't like, they're not getting out the car.
What's wrong?
She ain't
gonna
waste none of her time. You know, he ugly. He know that. He know that.
He ugly.
You know, he got a name that kind of leads towards, you know, you ain't cute. I ain't never seen cute Sydney. Unless it was a girl. I done seen a lot of fine chicks named Sydney, but most dudes named Sydney look just like Sydney. Sydney. You know what's happening, dog. It's either that or you ain't the right height. I don't want to get into that on this show this morning, but I'm just talking about Sydney.
Oh, not today.
It's either you look or you wasn't the right height.
One of the two.
When she pulled up.
Short and ugly. Could have been short and ugly.
Because if you were standing next to the mailbox and she couldn't tell which one was which.
All right, we're going to move on. I think Sydney gets the point. Yeah.
Short and wide as a mailbox.
All right, here we go. Patrick
just
in the Bahamas.
Just look like a little FedEx drop box. Go
Will
ahead.
You move on?
Patrick in the Bahamas says, I'm a 48-year-old single man, and I was dating a slightly younger female that was insecure. She accused me of messing around every time I left the house. One night, I was headed to the movies with my sons, and she said if I left, she'd be gone when I got back. I told her to go ahead and leave. She tried to hit me, and I ducked, so she spit in my face.
Oh,
I lost it. I picked her up and put her outside my house, and I locked her out. I took all of her things to her mom's house, and she told her mom that I put my hands on her. Do I defend myself or let her play the victim? Wow.
Wow.
I mean, you're going to have to defend yourself with that. with that. He put his hands on me. Mm-hmm. You know. But once you spit on me, you got to get out.
Yeah.
We're immediately.
Forever.
I mean, right that's now. Just a that's hateful true. Ass move.
Yeah.
It is.
For no reason? Because you're going out with your son? Wow.
I mean, you're going to the movie with your sons. You can't do that. Hey, bro. She insecure. She ain't that fine. Dog, let her go now.
She spit on
you. And you put your hands on her when you picked her up and physically set her outside.
Yeah.
So she got a technicality on you. But as long as you don't hit her, dog.
Can I spit back, though? I got to do something.
Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not hitting a woman and I'm not spitting on a woman. I'm not kicking. I don't do nothing physical to a woman. And I've had some stuff done to me.
Woo.
But I will not. I will not do anything physical to a woman simply because of the way I was raised.
That's an all-time low right there.
Yeah, I'm not spitting on you, none of that.
Can we put a bookmark in there where you said I've had some things done to me and revisit that at some point? Because I'd like to know.
Oh, I've been slapped with a raw chicken breast. Yeah, I've been.
That's my favorite.
What did you do? What did you do to get slapped
that's
with
my
a raw
favorite,
chicken breast?
Steve.
I don't even remember. I've done a lot, but I, you know, the raw chicken breast, that wasn't necessary.
I wouldn't want chicken no more after that.
I had a pot thrown at me and the handle stuck in the wall. I've been kicked. I've had a pitcher of water thrown on me in a bed. I done had everything, dog. I ain't never hit a woman.
Pitcher of water?
Huh? I thought I was drowning.
Was the chicken seasoned when you got hit with it? Was that? I'm just curious.
It was just raw, fresh out the pack.
Raw, just a raw chicken.
I'm going to tell you something, though, dog. I don't care who you are. That's a nice-ass stain.
Oh, it stung?
Did it leave a mark? I just wanted to know, Steve. All right, coming up next, Church Complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.